It's Monday, and we've got a pile to get to today. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Well, as gentle as I could be. Welcome to it. It's Monday. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, moon pies on the Barbie. Could that be the future? Well, according to new plans, it appears the Australians and Americans will plan a joint trip to the moon come 2024. That should be fun. Number two, Joe Biden is ready to rumble. Joe says he will beat Trump like a drum. Old Joe has his dander up all over the weekend, firing back at Trump, acting like he was just 70 years old or something. Yeah, like a youngster. It may not be enough. A brand new poll shows Elizabeth Warren moving into the lead in Iowa for the very first time. Joe Biden's numbers getting weaker while the candidate is getting more, I don't know, punchy, I guess. And number one, yet another Democrat freakout fueled by the media handmaidens praying they can run Donald Trump out of the White House. This is all about the Ukraine. It is designed to distract. It is destined to fail, I will tell you right now. This is not going to work. The gnashing of teeth and the wringing of hands will not put Trump in the hot seat, not over this. And the bad news for Joe Biden, again, is the complex entanglements of his son Hunter when it comes to the Ukraine. All of these things mixing together now. Welcome to it. It's Monday. Good to have you here. Yeah, designed to distract, destined to fail. I'm going to tell you right now. The president came out over the weekend, called it fake news, called it a witch hunt. His track record on these matters has been very good so far. When he says there's nothing there, there has turned out to be nothing there. Now, let's talk about classified communications. When two world leaders talk, the president of the United States and the leader of any other nation, that is, by definition, a classified communication, privileged communication, the sort of thing that a commander-in-chief does all the time. This is how you run the presidency. You cannot run the presidency by having illegal leaks and having people that are leaking this to the press, to other members of their agency, whatever it may be. You can't conduct this diplomacy out in the open, because everybody will weigh in, everybody will have an opinion, and it'll all be a pile of garbage in the end. You have to have the ability to speak confidently and confidentially with leaders from around the world. Now, the first time we heard about this, speaking of Australia moments ago, was when the president's conversation with the Australian president here a couple of years ago was first released to the press. A transcript. You see, the president knows now that when he's on the phone to a foreign leader, that phone call is not secure. There are always other people listening in. And there are people listening in that have an axe to grind, a need to take him down. They want to get him at any cost, at any time, for any reason, factual or not. So here's where we are today. Ukraine could damage Donald Trump if there's evidence of this, and if he did that. And here's the problem with the if reporting. If this is going on, if this turns out to be true, if the president, I am sick and tired of the if reporting. How about this? How about if you have the facts, then you report it. If you don't have the facts, please don't start speculating. It's bad for everyone. And everyone at the major news media outlets seems to have been guilty at one time or another. The Washington Post, the New York Times, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, all of them have been guilty of speculation, mass speculation. And it's made them look foolish time and time again. How many times were we told that, oh, you know, Bob Mueller has the goods. This has happened. This guy's going to turn on Trump. There's going to be witnesses now, and we've got the truth, and Trump is done. How many times have you heard that? We have investigation fatigue. I do. And if I do, I'm guessing you do. So here we are with another explosion of, oh my gosh, if Donald Trump did this with Ukraine, if he asked the president of another country to do an investigation, well, wait a second. Wait a second. If, let's go with that word, shall we? If Donald Trump had the idea that in the previous administration, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and others were conducting lawless behavior in connection with Ukraine, it would certainly be within the president's purview to say, hey, could you look into that? Because during the 2016 election, I told you this long ago, all roads run back to Ukraine. I've been talking about this for a couple of years. Hillary Clinton had deep ties to Ukraine. So did Bill Clinton. So does Joe Biden. So does Hunter Biden. They all have connections back to Ukraine. So if Ukraine was involved, and the president thought, well, wait a second, there might have been a role of Ukraine involving themselves directly or indirectly with the 2016 election cycle, then it would be perfectly appropriate for the president to ask what was going on, who was involved. Could you look into that for me? That's not a whistleblower complaint. That's a common sense, hey, could you look at this for me? Because we've had some concerns about the security of the American elections involving Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden. They were in charge of keeping our elections secure in 2016. They apparently failed miserably. Nobody talks about that. And if the president says, there's that word, if the president said, hey, can you look into that? That's perfectly appropriate. Is anybody telling you that besides me? They should be. That's perfectly appropriate for the president to say, could you please look into that? We believe there might have been some impropriety. There may have been some bending of the rules. There may have been some breaking of the rules. We don't know. We need to know. Could you check? Now, compare that to what Joe Biden did. Compare that to what Joe Biden did a couple of years back before Donald Trump was elected. And he talked about a prosecutor in Ukraine he didn't like that was investigating his son. And the United States had a pile of cash, I think it was $1 billion, headed to Ukraine to support them in their defense against the Russians. And Joe Biden said, that prosecutor needs to be fired if you want this money. That prosecutor needs to go if you want this money right here. Lo and behold, that prosecutor was fired within a day or two, and the money flowed. How convenient, right? How convenient. So, as we dig into Ukraine, you have to ask yourself this. Have the Democrats stepped in it again? Has this whistleblower idea gone too far? Here's the thing. Adam Schiff and others saying, we have to have a transcript. It has to be out for the public to see and everything else. No, you cannot conduct diplomacy if every time you're on the phone with somebody, they think or you think it's going to be on the front page of the New York Times. You can't conduct the business of the nation that way. It is a privileged communication for a reason. Diplomacy cannot happen transparently all the time. It doesn't work that way. Newsflash, diplomacy has to be done quietly and secretly and behind closed doors oftentimes, or nothing would ever get done. So here's my prediction. Nothing will come of this. The president did nothing wrong. The only thing that might come of this is if Joe Biden had his hand in the cookie jar, then something bad could happen to Joe Biden. Stop the if reporting at the major networks. That's number one. 14 after, it's a Monday. Good to have you along for the conversation. I'm Steve Gruber. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan No-Fault Insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.